Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was sailing. Hey,
what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Friday, June 3rd. It's Friday, first weekend of June. It's hot out there. I'm in South Texas, and I tell you what, it's getting hotter and hotter. I think we broke 90 yesterday. And it's going to keep doing that. We might get a little rain, might not. I'll tell you what's good riding weather, though. When you park the truck. When you get that truck parked and you can be able to shut her down for the weekend, you can break out the motorcycle and hit the road and go ride. And hope everybody's enjoying things out there. This is, like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us and hanging out with us and talking about life on the road. It's all things trucking and then some is what we call it. And it's just, you know, bringing up issues, whether we're talking about news or life on the road or what happened last week or this week or next week or whatever we can do is to just bring back that good brotherhood of trucking that we once had back in the day where you would be able to enjoy life on the road. You know, it's getting harder and harder out there because everything seems to be piled up against us. You know, fuel prices keep going up, freight rates are going down, and what do you call, even as a company driver, you know, it's harder and harder to stay busy. And that's why you want to be with somebody that where you can stay in an area where you're going to keep working. You know, and it sucks sometimes because the places where, that you don't want to be are the places where all the freight is. It's like, you know, but yeah, but I'd rather haul freight for, you know, $5 a mile down in the southern states where there's hardly any traffic, drop and hook and all that. But that's not how it is. Usually the ones that pay the most are the ones that are the most heartache. That's what it is. So tell us all about it. See what you got to think about it. And like I said, don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And want to give a special thanks to one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. It's LTRTransportation.com. They're a great little trekking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. We really appreciate all of their support that they've been giving us here the last couple of years. They started in 2020. We were expecting a big show 2020. We were all excited. And we were going to break all the rules and break all the records and all that stuff. And so LTR wanted to be a part of that. And they've been on board ever since, even through the hard times and everything. And it seems like that they just stay busy. That all the drivers that I know over there, they seem to be having plenty to do. So if you're looking for some place to stay busy and get things done, it's LTR Transportation. You can give them a call, 720-277-0030. Or like I said, check them out, LTRTransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. So we appreciate all their support. And I don't know what you got guys going on out there. I'm going riding. I went riding last weekend. I didn't do a show. I'm going riding again. Looks like that there's going to be a big ride being put together down here in South Texas. Everybody's going to meet up in San Antonio on Sunday morning, and we're going to ride over to Uvalde. It's only like 90 miles from San Antonio to Uvalde, but it's like 150 from Corpus. So we're going to ride up that morning and then maybe ride back that evening. We don't know yet. I may end up staying somewhere if I get too tired. I don't know. It's one of them things, right? But we appreciate everybody's support doing that and everything. So we can't be, you know, two places at once sometimes. So we just got to get things to prioritize and all that. And showing support to our local communities, that's what Redneckanize is all about. And I think that's what we should be about as Americans, is just showing support for our local communities. And that's communities first, is what I always say. you know, we talk about how we can make changes, and everybody, like right now, with everything that's going wrong in the world, it's we always look to Washington, D.C. We always look to the federal government, and that's really not how it's supposed to be, okay? All of our problems that we have in our local communities can only be solved by our local communities. It's point blank. They can't be done anywhere, anything else. And you always think about, you know, well, there's other issues where, you know, you need government funding and all that, and that's not true. That's not true, okay? Everybody talks about how, you know, well, we just need more funding and all that, and we know that's not true because we look at some of the best, you know, when you look at structures like family structures, some of the best families are not focused on money. They might have money. They might not have money, but they're not. They're strong because of their connection to each other. You know, you see that where there's families with plenty of money, you know, the Bidens in particular. I mean, Hunter Biden's probably got it better than anybody, and he's out there messing things up all over the place, you know. So we see that where there are families that have plenty of money and they still can't keep it together, you know. You talk about school shootings. Going back to the Columbine shooting, you know, those two individuals, they were very wealthy families that where those kids came from. So it's not about money. It's not about money at all. It's about just access to people that give a damn, really. It's all about. I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier today. We're talking about people that have problems, and it's really, it's just, you know, they run out of, you know, nobody has enough time to spend with each individual person. You know, they want to make time with people they want to spend time with, not people they need to spend time with. And I think a lot of times we need to focus on the people that we need to spend time with. And we need, maybe they need professional help, maybe not, but it's, we got to put the time in to figure that out. And that's what we got to do. So I don't know. That was on my mind today. You know, different things going on in the world. You know, you meet people, you talk to strangers, and actually, I just got done watching a documentary on the Daily Wire podcast or the Daily Wire app. If you guys don't follow it, I follow Daily Wire very well. Ben Shapiro is one of my heroes. You know, it's the way he acts, the way he conducts himself in the world, and how he lives his life. You know, he walks the walk kind of thing and everything. And so you start following the other people that are involved in that company. And they do the same thing. And I just got done watching the Matt Walsh documentary, What is a Woman? And like I said, I don't want to stir up any kind of controversy or like that. But, you know, everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks the way that he approaches it, he's trying to be funny. And if you actually just sit down and watch the documentary, it actually focused. I mean, my jaw was dropped. I was just shocked at a lot of the things that I hear people talking about. And it is, I mean, it is things that, you know, I think the biggest, first off, I think a lot of problems that the conservatives or maybe the right wing of the political spectrum or the, you know, religious conservatives, they, you know, they all say it's a bunch of hogwash, you know, and all that. And I understand where they're coming from, but I also want to understand about how the other person's feeling. And I think the biggest thing I took out of the documentary is that there were people on there that went through, you know, transitions, and they regretted it. And what I just want to tell people, it's just like what I was just talking about just a minute ago, we need to spend time with the people that we don't – I mean, it's kind of like we need to spend time with people that we need to spend time with, not the people we want to spend time with. And a lot of times it's just focused on getting the information, understanding each other, and making your decisions – based off of what you know as a whole. You know, I mean, if I was in the position of making some type of life-altering decision, I'd want to know as many cons just as much as I want to know all the pros. And I know we don't do that. And, you know, our minds are not focused that way. It's kind of like we're talking ourselves into something all the time. When we want something bad enough, we talk ourselves into it. And really what we should be doing is trying to talk ourselves out of it. If I knew a person, if I was actually extremely close with a person, which, you know, I know some people, but I don't know them enough to tell them, you know, hey, you need to do this or make a decision, or whatever. All I do is ask people, just go get as much information as you can. And you don't need, you know, the last thing you want to do Now, you know, we've got people that have, you know, problems where they need either drugs or surgery to fix problems. But that's the last resort. You know, I think that that's probably where we need to focus on, is that you shouldn't have to get any kind of surgery or take any kind of drugs to be, you know, comfortable in life or happy, you know. And a lot of times it's just the people, you know, we get raised a certain way. You know, we even talk about this too, that, you know, your parents or people that were a generation older than you, you know, they act different. They talk different. You know, I even see it now in the generation younger than me, they talk different. They act different. And we sometimes don't see eye to eye on our opinions because of just the time that we grew up, the things that we're, you know, understanding. So I think we need to sit down and talk more is what we need to do about stuff like that. And the way I saw that documentary, it just shocked me that it was, there are so many people that are trying to talk people into things that they end up regretting. And it's like, we need to, you know, and of course you got scientists telling people that it's okay. If you don't like it, we can just change it and go back. And that's, you know, there's actually studies that say that's not true, you know. So watch a documentary. Like I said, I don't want to dive into the worms. I want everybody to be able to watch a documentary. And I was really happy that I watched it. And it was kind of like, you know, I don't want to, it was one of those things where it opened my eyes to stop judging people based off of their decisions and start wanting to help people based off their decisions. You know, and if they don't want help, I can't help you. But if you're actually asking for help, don't ask for my help to do something that you probably won't want to do. Or, you know, it's kind of like I said, get the pros and cons, you know. And if you want help, the help is, I'm going to help you. I can't help you make the decision. I can help you get the information. That's what I'm going to do. And as a scientist or as people in positions of power, they shouldn't be helping people lean one way or the other. I mean, I think that's what we have as a society, is we have these political parties that are trying to push people into one opinion or another. And we need to stop that. We need to stop doing that. Stop trying to change people's minds based off of, you know, you just give them all the information. I want everybody to have the information. The coolest thing about the conservatives that I know, and the coolest thing about, you know, basic truth, is that, you know, when you're right, you're right. And if you're wrong, but you won't admit that you're wrong, that's even worse. And that's the way I see it, is that there's too many people out there that are wrong, but will not admit that they're wrong, or will not just say, you know what, I don't have all the information. You know, this is what I believe, but I don't have all the information. And I'll say it all the time. You know, this is what I believe. This is what I think is right. I don't have all the facts or all the information, but based off what I know, I think this is, you know, something that you need to look into, you know. And it's one of those things. Go get all your information, but don't go up to somebody and when they say they're a scientist, or they say they're telling you, you know, when they try to tell you, I'm a person of power, I hold all these degrees, or I hold all these positions, and you need to believe me. And I don't like that at all. I don't like that one bit. I'll be the first to tell you, I don't care. I don't care what your degree is. You know, facts are facts. You know, it's not based off of, you know, I mean, what we're finding out as you do more research on it, that the whole movement toward these surgeries and transitions and all that is based off bad science. It's all in the past, like in the 50s and 60s, you know, and we need to do more research. That's what we need to do. So that's what I see on that. And I just saw the documentary, and I thought that was something I'd like to talk about. And I'd like people to go get the information. You know, that's life on the road. I don't know if anybody knows, if you're not in the trucking industry, all walks of life in the trucking industry, all walks of life. And it is really a great thing. You'll meet all kinds of different people from different countries, different backgrounds, you know, orientations, transitions. It doesn't matter. You're gonna see everybody, And you might see some that aren't doing the job correctly because, you know, doesn't matter who they are. They just say, you know, I do this the way I want to do it. And it might be wrong. And somebody needs to tell you, regardless of who you are or how you dress. But a lot of times you see people, they're different. They live different than you. They act different than you, but they do the trucking job the same and everything's the same. And that's what I like. I like seeing the job get done correctly. So, but yeah, it was the 3rd of June. My dad calls me this morning and he says, it was in that song. I was like, what song? He's like, you know, that song, that Ode to Billy Joe. I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I knew the song because we just played it. And it was the 3rd of June, hot and sunny day. Is that what it said? That was pretty awesome. So, yeah. But anyway, don't forget, Monday is the 6th of June, right? That's a special day, too, especially in the trucking industry. And pretty awesome stuff out there going on and everything, and we just like to talk about life on the road. All things trucking and income is what we're all about. So go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We're here for the next 45 minutes, chilling out, talking about things, pulling up some stuff that happened in the news. A couple of things happened that, you know, you can say, yeah, it's all right, but no, it's not that big of a deal. You know, gas prices are high, freight rates don't seem to be catching up, and some drivers are making lots of money, some drivers are making no money. So it's just one of those things. There you go. So go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Check out all of our sponsors over there. One of our great sponsors, that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out, dpfregeneration.com, or give them a call at 800-634-3010. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., even Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're based out of Connecticut, so all those times are Eastern. They're a great supporter of Redneck and Eyes. We appreciate all their support. DPF Regeneration, they clean the particulate filters. You overnight them the filter, they clean it in their clean lab, and then they overnight it back. It's awesome. So go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. That's DPF Regeneration. They're also, I think it's webakem.com. Pretty cool. But that's 800-634-3010. Great support of Redneck and Eyes. We appreciate all the support. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. We're also on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live right now. 515-602-9731. Here we go. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live weekdays, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us at 515-602-9731. We're live here for the next, 40 minutes? Just chilling, finding out. It's Friday, June 3rd, and end of June. It's hot out there. Trucking, yeah, you got to get out there and truck and make money, but, man, I tell you what, I've been out riding. And riding is awesome. Went riding yesterday evening. Shook some hands, took some pictures, get great stuff. Went riding last weekend, made some stops. Oh, I just dropped it. Got my poker chips, right? My collection of poker chips is not that good right now compared to a lot of other people, but I'm getting going. I'm getting there. It's pretty awesome. And having a lot of fun. We should do that. I think that would be kind of cool. What if, like maybe Loves, I guess people aren't that proud to stop at truck stops. I don't know. You stop at Iowa 80, you know, because it's the biggest. Or maybe you stop at the Oak Grove 70. You know, it's pretty big. It's got a chrome shop and all that. You stop at the Joplin 44 there, the Petro. Kinley, North Carolina. Wildwood, Florida. I don't know, what are some of the places where the truck stops are huge? White on 81 there in, it's White, it's a TA now, or is it a Petro? I can't remember. But anyway, it's a famous truck stop, been there for a while. There's a lot of famous truck stops. I don't know if Ontario, California was like a famous truck stop, but the truck wash there was always pretty famous. They had some nice trucks. What is that called? Little Sisters Truck Wash or whatever. They were always really good where they had a lot of trucks. They had fancy trucks there. They even had some fancy bikes there one time, you know, hanging out or whatever, right down there from the truck. It's down the road in Ontario there, down the road from the truck stops there. But I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. What if there was like some type of huge network of, you know, historic truck stops? Maybe that's something Redneck and I can do. Maybe maybe if we become rich and famous where we got plenty of money to throw around, yeah, like that'll never happen, where we can maybe just get together with some truck stops, get shirts made with Redneck and I on them, but then also have like a logo of the truck stop and everybody make their rounds and we'll even have poker chips. Right? Poker chips for all the truck stops. And it'll be like a thing where every time a trucker gets somewhere where it's one of these historic truck stops, because, you know, that's the other thing, too, is these days the newer truck drivers, you know, the young bucks, they don't really understand the historical significance of a lot of these truck stops, you know, where they're located or what they've been doing. I'd like to see... Like, sometimes you get out there, like, I remember the first time that I saw a truck stop that had an actual Union 76, the ball sign still. Like, they all went out of business, and they're no longer, but they still had the ball sign. And you always wanted, and people were getting their picture made with the sign, you know, in the background, because that was a big deal. You know, it was on all the movies. You know, TV shows, whatever it was, Union 76 truck stop was always a big deal. So, yeah. And, I mean, a lot of things like that you just don't understand anymore, you know, and everything. And I just think it's kind of cool where if you get somewhere where, yeah, the truck stop might be some kind of big corporate conglomerate, whether it be a Flying J or a TA or something, but they'll still keep a lot of the historical factors of the truck stop itself. Like Carl's Corner in Texas there, it's now a Petro, and at one point, it was its own truck stop. It was like Willie's Place or whatever. What did they had like a little bar over there, like a restaurant bar. They called it Whiskey River because Willie Nelson went in to make it, and of course, he was trying to make biodiesel and all this crap. They ended up selling it to the Petro, TEA Petro, and now it's a Petro. But, you know, it's you see in there a lot of pictures and memorabilia from when it was the old Carl's Corner. And I was always told that Carl's Corner, it was a truck stop, but it was just a big hangout that was on the highway where you could get, you know, you can get whatever you want. You can get guns, girls, drugs, whatever. You know, it was one of those places where anything went. And even, like, I think at one point, I think that what the rule was, or that the tradition or the historical factor behind Carl's Corner was, is that the guy was named Carl something, Carl Johnson or something like that. And he wanted to open up a bar on the highway there, or, you know, in that area there where he was. And he couldn't because he was in the county and the county wouldn't let him, but he could do it if he was in a city, if the city that he was in allowed it. So he formed his own township, Carl's Corner, and became his own personal city where he could actually have his own, you know, then the state, I guess, gave him a liquor license or whatever. That's I mean, I don't know the whole details of it, but that's kind of what I heard, was that he created his own little town there in on the highway right there along the route where he could have a bar and sell beer. And it was because, you know, one law said he couldn't, and then he formed his own town, and now he could. And then it kind of where he was in his own town, his own jurisdiction. Well, even the sheriff's deputies back in the day, I mean, this was back in the 50s, 60s, where, you know, everybody's corrupt and everything, so they did what they want, you know. And, of course, you know, it's now a Petro, and you go there now, and it's – they got – I don't even know if they have a restaurant anymore. I know they got a Dunkin' Donuts, and it's a nice – it's clean. It's, you know, it's newer. Might be run down now. I don't know. I've been there in a while. But, you know, it's one of those things. And people just don't understand the historical significance of a lot of these places like that, that there's this truck stop that's been there for a really long time. I mean, even now, even then when I was running around back in the 90s and early 2000s, you know, you go to places that are all run down and old, and people are stopped there, and you wonder, you know, why are they here? And it's the historical factor of the truck stop. You know, it's always been here, you know, and it's one of those things where people love to stop and all that. Where was it? Where is that I'm thinking of in my head right now? Out there in New Mexico. Now I know Jamestown, New Mexico, which is out in the middle of nowhere, and it was a giant. Remember that? Remember the giant? They built a big, giant truck stop. It was its own personal truck stop. I mean, it was a city. It was big. It was huge. They actually had people, porters, out there pumping your fuel for you. I mean, it's now a pilot, and the fuel pumps where the fuel pumps used to be, it's all torn down now, or maybe they might have just turned it into one big parking lot, but, you know, it's like a regular pilot now. And it used to be a restaurant. I think it's a Subway. There's nothing else in there. I think there was some type of Granny's restaurant. I think it's closed down now. Maybe it was a Denny's. I don't know. But I think it's all closed down now. But it was a huge truck. That truck stop had its own post office, like the postal, like it had boxes where the people that lived there in the area could come. And it was a post office. And that was like, it was a legitimate post office at the truck stop. And sometimes you'd be there for days because it was a shop, it was a truck wash, fuel stop, showers. I think it even had a couple of rooms, like an overnight hotel part, big restaurant, huge restaurant. It was a great place to hang out, you know, and you kind of made it a point. That's where you're going to get there for the night. If you needed to hang out for the night or the day or two, that's where you need to get. If your truck was broke down out in the middle of nowhere out there in New Mexico, that's where you got. And a couple other places along there, Grants, that's the one I'm thinking about. Grants, New Mexico. I mean, I remember that that was one of the first places I saw. There was actually a drive up barbecue where you could actually pull the truck up to the patio door there and order the food without getting out of your truck. That was awesome. But I mean, that's one of the big places too, where, you know, it was a lot of different truck stops that you could hang out there. I think that's a Petro. There was a Petro there. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of just famous ones that are like that, you know. You know, that'd be kind of cool, where you make your rounds and you get poker chips, you know. I mean, what are you buying for, $1.50, $2, you know, and or a T-shirt. You know, they got T-shirts. Some of the places have T-shirts. I know Iowa 80 has T-shirts. What do you call all those, all the ones that are owned by, like, Catscale and TA, like Iowa 80, Oak Grove 70, Joplin, the Joplin 44, Kenley, Wildwood. They all got T-shirts, but they're all not. Well, Wildwood, I guess that's one. That one is a TA, but Wildwood is more than the TA. Wildwood is like the whole area, you know, the complex. They got all the guys that buff out the chrome. They got the chrome shop across the street next to the Pilot, all that. So it's that kind of stuff where there's chrome shops and detailers, guys out there. They'll buff out your wheels at 2 o'clock in the morning. And these legit businesses. They're not just guys in a pickup truck going from truck to truck. You actually have, you know, they're actually shops over there, and they'll even pull the wheels off and polish them and stick them back on. So yeah. Let's see. Boom. Kind of cool stuff there. But anyway, yeah, we're talking about news going on out here. I was looking at, where am I at? You know what? I'll just pull up another thing right here and do this. There was I wanted to see this one here. Heartland Express. Freightwaves.com had this article. We'll take a little break and we'll dive into this. It says Heartland Express, they bought a trucking company. So we'll see what happens on that. But there you go. But, yeah, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. You can find the links to all of our sponsors. One of our great sponsors, Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Go download the app from the app stores on your phone. That's where you can book freight, track freight. You can plan your route, find your truck stops, fuel stops, parking spots, Walmart even, all that stuff. So go check it out, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Great supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Go check them out. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel, redneckandeyes.com. This is 515-602-9731, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.
I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Joe.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio, letting you know we're live here. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in at 515-602-9731. We're going to be here the next 30 minutes less here, winding it up. It's Friday, June 3rd, and first weekend of June, getting hot out there. Time to get out and go riding. That's all I can tell you. We're talking about just, you know, life on the road and getting out there and everything. And one of the things I saw in here that I wanted to bring up, before I do that, I'm going to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can go check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call at 800-234-3010. They're based out of Connecticut. They're one of those. It's a particulate filter cleaning service. They also sell parts. They got all kinds of different stuff. You can get charge air coolers. What do they call them? The EGR coolers, catalytic mufflers, all that stuff for all diesel engines, all sizes, even the pickups. Like I said, give them a call at 800-634-3010. Give them a call, or check them out, dpfregeneration.com. Great support of Redneck and I. We appreciate all their support. So one of the things happened on the news here from freightways.com was at a Heartland Express. This was posted on Wednesday, and it's a Heartland acquires dry van truckload carrier Smith Transport, first acquisition for Heartland in almost 3 years. The article starts out, it says, Heartland Express has returned to the acquisition market with a purchase of a dry van truckload company, Smith Transport, and its first acquisition since it bought Mills Transfer in August of 2019. Heartland paid approximately $170 million for all of the equity in Smith and related companies. During the pandemic, it was a barren wasteland for mergers and acquisitions, Heartland Chairman, President, and CEO Michael Gurdon said. Gurdon said M&A activity, mergers and acquisitions activity, began to pick up at the end of 2021, and that it is when Heartland began discussions with Pennsylvania-based Smith Transport. We wanted somebody with decent size, he said. These guys put up $200 million in gross revenue last year. The acquisition price is slightly below the $187 million in cash that Heartland, according to NASDAQ, had on its books at the end of the first quarter. And its prepared statement, Heartland said the acquisition was funded with existing cash. So they emptied their bank account, basically, to buy this company. It says, but in the telephone call with FreightWaves, Gurdon and CFO Chris Strain said the cash outlay from Heartland was about $155 million, with the $170 million enterprise value put on Smith Transport being a function of both debt and cash Smith held, as well as separate real estate transactions valued at $14 million. Additionally, the cash position of Heartland at the end of the first quarter has changed significantly, in part because of the sale they announced last week of a California terminal the company owned in the Inland Empire. So it sold a terminal. Heartland, in the Securities and Exchange Commission filings on the sale, said it netted a pre-tax gain on the sale of about $73 million. A gain of that size could be close to all of the company's net income for 2021, which came in at $79.3 million. So basically doubled their size, doubled their profit margin. Says Gurdon said Heartland's cash position had risen to roughly $300 million before the transaction of Smith Transport. The timing of the Smith Transport deal and the sale of the warehouse was coincidental, according to Strain. It says sell the warehouse. Well, that might be what they're talking about in California. Inland, where did I say that? Right here. There it goes. It says California terminal, but then he says warehouse. Says the buyer of the California property was RealTerm, a Maryland-based company that describes itself as an independent global investment manager focused on the transportation industry. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that sounds like to me this company here, RealTerm, is like a real estate company. You know, they'll buy property, and then what they're going to do is they're going to flip it. They're going to try to sell it for more than what it's worth. That's their business model. So if you're a company like Heartland, you want to get back to hauling freight. You don't want to spend time trying to go negotiate a deal and selling property. You just want to sell it, get it off your books, acquire some money, you know, and just leave it be. Just, I don't want to mess with it. This company here, RealTerm, is one of those companies where that's their whole process. They get up in the morning trying to buy and sell property. And that's what their job is. It says in an article, the Commercial Observer, which covers commercial real estate in large cities, described the terminal sold by Heartland in Rancho Cucamonga as a rare asset trucking facility, and quoted a broker involved in the deal as saying the property is irreplaceable with Class A improvements. You can't build this again. The broker described the price as top dollar. But, I mean, everybody's getting out of California, so who's going to buy it, right? And, I mean, you know, Heartland in its SEC filing said that he entered into a two-year lease agreement to continue using the facility. The deal also included a five-year renewable option. With the sale and the lease back, Commercial Observer put the value of the deal at $95 million. Smith is expected to be immediately, accretive to the Heartland earnings. Heartland earned $16.8 million in the first quarter, or 21 cents per share. But the 25.3% for the first quarter in 2021, up 25%. In the announcement of the Swift Transport deal, Heartland said the company had approximately 850 tractors and 2,000 dry van trailers. I don't know, man. But Heartland Express, if there's, I didn't know they were publicly traded. You might be able to make some pretty good money buying some of that stock. Not now, but maybe a year ago. Said Smith Transport will continue to operate as a separate business within Heartland, and the name will not change. The company's primary activity is east of the Mississippi, with a lot of businesses on 95, 70, 81, up and down the East Coast. This certainly adds to the density that we've already got out there. See, now, what will happen... I don't know if you guys ever remember this. I mean, it's like when they acquire a company like that, what will happen is once they start buying like new trailers, new trucks, it probably won't have the name of the company on it. You know, it might or might not. Sometimes they operate independently like that, and it's no big deal. You know, for the longest time, what do you call Knight and Swift? They operated in the same facilities. They had different trucks. They had different companies. They had different DOT numbers. Knight in Chattanooga was a different DOT number than Knight in Phoenix. Now it's all one. You know, now they've completely merged together to come on one entity. So, you know, it happens. Eventually it'll happen. So that's that. And that's pretty much happened this week is trucking companies are still buying each other. So there's money out there. You know, what I just watch out for, everybody out there needs to understand. Let's say that you were an owner-operator doing a lease purchase with Smith Transport. What do you call? Heartland's going to come in and change the rules. Make sure you understand that. It doesn't matter. They're going to come in with their own thing, have you sign an addendum, and those addendums might change everything for you. It might not be worth it. You know, so just understand that. And then if you're out there looking at it and you just understand that, you know, different companies have different rules. There is no standard operating procedure for lease purchase. They can do what they want, you know, especially when they tell you, you know, there's no credit check, nothing like that. So basically it's just you renting a truck from the company. So just understand that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, that's about it for that one. And we got about 15 more minutes to go before I got to go to work and haul that freight. Right. But, a couple other things happened. Texas trucking company ordered off the road, even after changing its name. It says Texas trucking company ordered off the road after changing name to avoid previous out-of-service order. The FMCSA says that a trucking company was issued an out-of-service order in May of 2020 to continue operations under a different name. See, this is what happens. On May 31st, 2022, Houston-based carrier JPL Logistics, was issued a federal order from the FMCSA to immediately cease all interstate and intrastate operations. JPL Logistics was declared an imminent hazard after MCA determined that it began operating so J Pure Logistics could avoid the imminent hazard order issued on it. On May 7th, 2022. Okay, so it turned into JPL, but it used to be J Pure. Well, that's weird. I thought JPL. I thought I heard of JPL. I thought that was like a big company. Was it? Was it not? Am I right? Am I thinking that correctly? So you know what? Wait a minute. Go back to that real quick. APL Logistics, yeah. Yeah, it's different. So JPLLogistics.com, JPL Logistics Transportation, call now, 213. Let me go down here to the bottom, check things out. Let's see. See, this is Los Angeles, so it's different. And see, that's what you got to watch out, too. It's like, you know, the letters, well, it's all different, you know. I mean, really, it's about DOT numbers. So, let's see, JPL Logistics, Houston. JPL RFID. And that's on Tomball Parkway. JPL Logistics Transportation. Okay, here he goes. So this is actually the newsroom for FMCSA, that what we were reading here was CDL Life. Now, CDL Life, sometimes they just skim over the top and don't really break it down for you, but this is an actually press release from fmcsa.dot.gov. FMCSA declares motor carrier to be an intimate hazard to public safety, JPL Logistics, May 27, 2022, and it gives you the DOT numbers. And JPL Logistics, DOT number 3466122, motor carrier located in Houston, Texas, to be an intimate hazard to public safety, and ordered the motor carrier to immediately cease all interstate operations, was declared imminent, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, here it goes. And then the other one is JPure Logistics, DOT number 315-0073. So there you go. And it looks like they were doing that. And it says, on the same day, was ordered to serve JPure Logistics. JPure Logistics driver was stopped for violating the imminent hazard order, placed out of service, immediately provided the driver with the DOT number of the JPL Logistics to complete the trip. Now, wait a minute. See, that's what I understand. So this is what happened. I mean, he was stopped on the same day the order was served on JPure Logistics. A JPure Logistics driver was stopped for violating the imminent hazard order and placed out of service. Okay. Then JPure Logistics immediately provided the driver with the DOT number of JPL Logistics to complete the trip. FMCSA prior review of JPure Logistics had found the motor carrier to be just non-compliant with multiple federal safety regulations, including controlled substance, alcohol using and testing, commercial driver license standards, driver qualifications, unsafe driver, hours of service to the drivers, vehicle inspections, repair and maintenance, and they list all of them. FMCSA and hours of service order states that JPL Logistics, avoidance of compliance with the federal safety regulations, and JPure ordered to substantially increases the likelihood of serious injury and death. Failing to comply provisions. Well, that's something else. But yes, so here on the deal here, it's got the actual DOT numbers. And where can I do that? What does that do? No, that's not right. Go back. Tags, comments. Then you can actually get the actual orders, the actual copy of the actual order letter. And I just want to click on this. And like, I don't have like a share button. I thought it had a share button. How about that? Boom. And here is what we were talking about on the radio show today. Cool deal. So, yeah, we'll check that out on Facebook. I share it to the Facebook account, and then as soon as I get that, it hits on there. I can actually do it on all because I got them all. I figured it out. I shared it to our Twitter link, too. How about that? How you like them apples? So, yeah, we're trekking along. We've got about 8 minutes left where I'm just going to hang out here. You know, make sure you go check out our sponsors. I'll throw them off here real quick. It's first off, it's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. That's LTRtransportation.com. They are a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They, I've talked to several drivers that work for them, and they just always say they're busy. They got plenty to do, and they're running all over. It's not just a regional thing. It's over the road. And what I was talking about before was, you know, if you're working for one of these big conglomerates, even like Heartland Express, I mean, I don't know. Heartland Express, I thought, was kind of like a mid-size to small carrier. It seems to me it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And but especially like Swift or J.B. Hunt or Schneider or Werner, companies that big like that, if you're thinking about going owner-operator, and let's say you're a company driver for them right now, and you're thinking about becoming owner-operator, and they tell you, well, the first step is do lease purchase. Well, that's not right. But what you want to do is you want to learn about dealing with customers, dealing with shippers, dealing with people that actually pay the bills, maybe even dealing with brokers. Well, what you do is you go find a carrier like Load to Ride Transportation, trtransportation.com, click. Because they actually are doing that. The drivers are actually the ones in charge of, I mean, it's kind of like you're talking to a dispatcher, but the dispatcher gives you the phone number. I mean, the dispatcher is actually, let's say, call the customer, call the broker. They deal with brokers. They actually have the drivers that work for LTR actually having phone conversations with the brokers that are brokering the freight, because they may be in an area where LTR doesn't really have a customer base. So you have to call somebody else to get a load. So as a driver, and you're having to do this, carry on more conversations, and those conversations are questions asking, you know, about your running ability, about your loading ability, whether or not the trailer that you have can take the freight that they're, you know, stuff that you normally wouldn't be asked if you're working for one of these big, big companies where, you know, they have already answered these questions. And you learn that stuff, and it's more of a practice to do that. So being a company driver for a carrier like Load to Ride is actually more of a transition into becoming an owner-operator. And then maybe even going to work for somebody even smaller to learn the tricks of the trade from the actual person, because the owner of the company is probably one of the drivers, you know, and they may only have 6, 8, 10, 20 trucks, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, your goal ultimately is to be like somebody behind the desk, you know, on the phone, on the computer, making money, but it you can't get right there right off the bat. I mean, it takes a special kind of person to be able to do that. So, you know, if you did that you're a special kind of person. But to be an owner-operator, it's working a progress toward doing that, and it's knowing the freight, knowing the business, knowing the customers, knowing the people. And working for LTR Transportation is probably one of those good steps to do that. So you can check them out at ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call. What did I say, 720? Yep, 720-277-0030. And that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. One of our other great sponsors, Trucker Tools. Trucker Tools is one of those all-in-one apps, and they've got if you're an owner-operator, maybe you got your own authority, you can book freight, track freight on there. A lot of carriers and brokers use, you know, their load tracking purposes or even load booking. But you can also do like route planning, fuel stops, truck stops, maintenance facilities, Walmarts, parking, all that on Trucker Tools. And they, you know, they keep trying to update it and everything. And they've just been a great supporter of Redneck and I. We really appreciate all their support. So go check them out. TruckerTools.com. You can download the app from the App Store on your phone. And that's Trucker Tools. All right. One of the other ones too, of course, everybody knows them by now because DPF Regeneration is like famous in the truck show arena of people and individuals, because they're always supporting all of the great people that are online or even doing the truck shows, you know, and they just been doing it for a really long time. great bunch of people over there. They're out of Connecticut, and it's one of those where you can – they clean the filters, the particulate filters that need to be cleaned and serviced. They clean them. Now, you overnight it to them, and then they'll overnight it back after they clean it. And it's a clean lab. You know, when you go to a shop and you need something clean, well, guess what? The last place that you want to get something cleaned is a lot of these diesel shops, right? And a lot of these you see in the corner of the shop, maybe they have a little area where they, oh, that's where we clean our particulate filters. And you go over there and the place is just a mess and it's dirty. They don't clean the machines. They don't service the machines and keep those clean. So they're sticking a dirty filter into a dirty machine to clean it. And that ain't right. So you go send it off to DPF Regeneration, and they actually have clean facilities where they clean the filter. And it's actually technicians that know what they're doing. And it's not just somebody that they hired off the street. There's actually trained technicians that do that. They also sell the parts, though. If you need actual filters, or you need EGR coolers or charge air coolers, turbos are getting into all that stuff, you can go check them out. And they're just they got good parts. And they've got a lot of expertise along the diesel engine lines. And it's all diesels, all different sizes. The pickup trucks, you know, Cummins, what is it called, Duramax, all that stuff. So check them out. That's DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com, dpfregeneration.com, or webakem.com. That's a cool website. Or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. Now, don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Links to all of our sponsors are on there. We appreciate everybody doing that. And that's just been a great thing. We've been really, really happy winding down. So it's been a really great thing that we've been doing. It's redneckandeyes.com. Links to all our sponsors are on that website. Links to all of our social media accounts are on that website. We're trying to keep everybody updated on what's going on with us, everything we're doing. And we appreciate everybody's support. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate doing that. Comment, like, share all the videos on there. We're trying to get that going to where that is where we do everything. That's where everything gets done, is on YouTube. So check that out. We'll be here. I'll be here, if not Sunday, I'll definitely be here Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Weekday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody's support. And like I said, until next time, stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.